Welcome to the Home for Lost 20-Year-Olds. Join Brina and Josie as they struggle to navigate their 20s and try to laugh them off by sharing the adventure with you. This is 20-Something and Thriving.
What up, bitches? Just kidding. Alright, so let me tell you about what happened last Wednesday. So I went to work for 7 a.m. Brian dropped me off at work and then drove himself home because he needs the car for whatever. And so he said he was pouring himself a cup of coffee, and that morning I gotten up and there was like a small rip in my leggings. So I was like, cool, it's just a seam rip. Also, it
can I just say that is literally the worst thing on this planet is when you get a freaking rip in your leggings right by your crotch.
Yeah, so. Like all of mine are like that right now, so that's why I said same. Them, but I was trying to play it off. So thank you for making me feel better.
Yeah, girl, we all have that problem. But anyway, yeah. Continue.
Great. Okay, glad I'm not alone. Okay, so I have the awful dreaded leggings crotch rip. So figured I would sew it up quick. And then, of course, I was running late because I couldn't get the needle threaded. I, like, threw the needle on the counter and ran out the door. Brian's now back home pouring his cup of coffee. He said he turns over and sees our frickin' cat playing with the string that's left on the end of this needle and picks it up and puts it in his mouth, needle and all. So he like runs to the other side of the kitchen and quickly like yanks my cat's mouth open. And, you know, you only have two hands. It really, you need two hands to yank their mouth open. So he yanks it open. The cat backs up and the needle goes straight down his throat.
That's terrifying.
Yep. So he calls me at work and like I answer this work phone at like 7 a.m. and I'm like, hello, thank you for calling. And he's like, Josie, sit, swallowed a needle. And I was like, what? Slow down. And he's
like, wait, what happened? Swallowed
the needle. I was like, I don't know if I should believe him right now. But yeah,
is he just
so
dramatic?
Yeah. Like, what do you mean he swallowed it? Like, how is this possible? So, but yeah, so he picks me up from work. I obviously like tell my coworkers, get my things taken care of. And we go to the ER vet because it's still like 7 in the morning. They do an x-ray and sure enough, there is a needle in his belly.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's very obvious. So they're like, okay, well, good news is you haven't fed him and it's still in his belly. So we can probably do an endoscopy and get it out. If it was moved to the intestines, then we'd have to like do full surgery. And we're like, okay, sounds good. So we like, okay it. And then we leave and they say they'll call us. We'll call us when he's done because he has to like still be under anesthesia and everything. Right. And so they call us and they're like, so we did the endoscopy. And it did move to his small intestines in the time from the point we took the x-ray to like 30 minutes later when they were in the endoscopy. But by some miracle, the surgeon vet was still able to take that needle out. So he woke up and was cranky. But other than that, he is doing great.
Aw, good. Poor Sid.
Moral of the story, don't leave needles laying around if you have a cat. Man, right? I didn't even think about it.
Especially if you have a cat like Sid.
Yeah, the mom guilt was real. It was like $2,000.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And no thank you.
Yeah, it would have been like
have pets yet.
5 or 6 if we would have had to like surgically remove it.
Oh my god.
I don't know how we afforded the $2,000, but we did it.
Mm-hmm. What a freaking miracle then. Oh my god.
Yeah. So he's alive and well, and he was mad for a few days. Wouldn't really like snuggle, kind of kept to himself, didn't really play.
I can't believe you would leave this needle out for me to freaking swallow.
Right?
You guys suck.
I know. Oh, and then like the worst part was giving him his medicine. So they sent him home with 3 different medicines because since it had made it to his small intestines, they weren't sure if it punctured them or not. So he had like an antibiotic, something that coated his stomach to try and protect it, and then like a heartburn, literally like Prilosec that humans take. But the one that like coats their stomach, you can't give it to them with anything. So like we literally,
why?
Because it has to coat their stomach, so you have to give it to them when they're bellies are empty.
Oh, okay.
And when, you know, and then you have to wait a certain amount of time and you can't like use anything to give it to them. So we would have to literally just pry his mouth open, shove the pill back down his throat and hold his mouth closed till it went down.
Oh my God. That's traumatizing. That's also another reason why he's probably really pissed off.
Yeah, I'd be too. God. But we did it.
Yeah. At least he's okay and doing well.
Yes, he's alive. Okay, well, guess we can get into more thriving stories if you want.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yes. You got one for me?
I sure do.
Wait, should we go over the theme of this podcast?
Yeah.
We got a theme today, let's do it. Right?
We do. Yeah. It's a fun, exciting theme.
What's our theme?
It is, well, all about weddings.
I love weddings. Yay. Marriage.
So, I know. There's been so many weddings going on this time of year.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do it. Let's talk about weddings.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. My thriving story. So, I was actually in one of my, like, best friends from high school. Her wedding this, like, what was that? 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago now? 2 weeks ago?
Cute.
Yeah. So, I was in her wedding.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago sounds right.
Yeah. And, you know, it was in Wisconsin, in Madison.
Pretty.
Well, I'm not in Madison, in Oshkosh.
Okay.
And right by the water. So we were taking pictures by the water, and it was cold and rainy that day and windy as all hell. So
good luck on your wedding day.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. It is. Yeah. So, I mean, it worked out perfectly because it was really cold that day. So we got to have the wedding, like the ceremony inside, which was nice.
Yeah.
We're outside being really cold. But anyway, So we were taking pictures and I was like, the photographer had us all line up and I was in the perfect spot where the wind was blowing my hair just right. And then she's like, Brina, you come over on this side. I was like, what? Why? And she's like, come over here. Like, it'll make, since you're taller and Bree's taller, she was the other girl that I was staying next to in the first place.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, fine. So I went on the other side, and of course, I am the only one whose hair is blowing into their face. And it's stuck in my lipstick. Like everyone else, their hair was like blowing back, like straight back, which is fine. Like it probably didn't look great, but it was blowing back. Mine was in my face. So now I'm curious to see how these freaking pictures are going to turn out. I'm probably going to look like a freaking mess.
You're going to look like Cousin It.
Yeah. She's like, I can Photoshop anything. Don't worry. I'm like, how do you Photoshop hair in my face? And then she had us turn the other way. So again, the wind was blowing all towards us. So it was blowing our hair back. So all of us were standing in the right direction.
But yeah.
That way, like our dresses were blowing like against us too. So it just felt like it wouldn't look right. I don't know.
Yeah.
They're all like, all our dresses were kind of flowy and pretty, but like the wind blew it back, like straight back. And I don't know.
It's like bodycon.
Yeah, but, like, not in a good way.
Yeah. You want to hide some stuff.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I guess we'll see when they come out.
I'm sure they'll be beautiful.
Yeah. Hopefully she works the magic. Good. As long as Gabby, which is the bride, as long as she looks great, I don't even care.
So. Yeah, everyone else can look terrible. But right, exactly. Still hate getting hair all up in my lip gloss.
Pause for a second, but there is the cutest little bunny outside my window. I just had to say that. We made eye contact, and it might have been the best moment of my life. But moving on.
Cute. Are we naming it?
I think I'm going to call it Winifred.
Winifred? I love it.
Yeah. So
love her.
Yeah, she ran away, so.
Okay. I hope she has a nice life. Bye, Winifred.
Yeah. Hashtag ADD, but we're fine. Okay. Moving on.
Okay. Okay, so my thriving story, I'm just going to throw it back to my wedding date. I got married back in May 18th. I'll go into all my wedding details and whatever, but I got married at, like, my grandparents, so they have, like, a clubhouse in their neighborhood. So we got married at that, but, like, got ready at my grandma and grandpa's house, and it was kind of like a whirlwind. Like, there was craziness everywhere. Lots of things happened. But I noticed after all of the wedding and my husband and I were at the hotel room at our wedding night that I left my lingerie at my grandma's house. So I did not have my wedding night goods. And then my grandma came by 2 days later and goes, "Oh, Josie, I think you forgot something at my house." And I was like, "Oh," and she's like, "Yeah, bet you wish you would have had that on your wedding night." And yeah, it was very.
My God, that's so awkward. Like, if you guys know her grandma, it's so awkward that she would say
it. It's like 10 times worse that it's my grandma who said it than most. Like, so that was embarrassing. And I still have not worn the lingerie. I'm still waiting for a special occasion. Well, maybe like a 1 year or a honeymoon or something. I don't know. Take me on a trip, Brian, and maybe I'll wear it.
All right, I want to go on a trip too.
Yeah.
I'm not married, but I want to freaking go on a trip. I don't want to plan it. Austin can plan it.
Thank you. See, it's goddamn hard.
Freaking sick of planning every goddamn thing.
Why do we always have to plan when we want to do things?
I don't know. I've been asking the same question for years.
Yeah. 2 months ago, I was like struggling, having a hard time. I was like, can you just plan something nice for me? It doesn't have to be big. Just like a dinner or something. Do you know who still hasn't gotten a freaking dinner?
Oh, I've said that a million times too. I know. So, I mean, granted, he does do like nice thing, like cute, nice things for me, but like not in that sense, you know?
Yeah. Oh, same with Brian. It's just don't know how to plan.
Like, what I just want you to plan something.
Without girls, do they just not ever do anything? Never make plans? I don't. They
would probably play video games all day, every day.
I guess.
Yeah. I don't know.
The only plans they make are whose bro's house are we going to play these games?
Right. Oh my God. We make our boyfriends sound like they're freaking 16 when in reality they're like 24. So,
you know, sometimes they act like they're freaking 16.
Oh my God. Yeah. I agree.
In some ways, they are definitely. Yep. But that's okay. We love them anyways. Okay. Well, now that I just talk shit about my husband, let's go into our magical wedding day. Woo! Okay. So as I said, we got married May 18th, 2019. He proposed, or actually got down on one knee 1 week before our marriage. the day we were married. So it was a very quickly planned wedding. We already had plans to get married when he did get down on one knee, and I kind of expected him to, and he did, if that's, yeah. It used to always be a joke, like, we'd be like, hey, let's get married, okay. But we, like, definitely had that conversation open, and then we were like, well, screw it, let's just get married, and so we did. So we kind of were like, yeah, let's do this thing. I told him that he still had to ask my parents' permission before we could get married. So he had to call them and ask if he could marry me. And he called my mom, my dad, and my sister and got all three of their permission. And then we told them that now we do have plans and this is happening when we come back in 1 month. So that's really fun, and they thought we were crazy, but got on board pretty quickly. And then we went ring shopping together and picked out rings, but mine wasn't supposed to get in for like a month after we got married or something like that. So he had the parameters of what I was looking for and what I wanted. And I said, well, you can either, you know, order it when you call back or find a different one or just, you know, keep it a secret from me, whatever you want to do. Because I kind of wanted a proposal.
And right.
So he went to a different store, got a different ring that I think is more beautiful than the one that I picked out. And then we went horseback riding on the beach. Right on the border of Mexico and California. And we stopped to take pictures and he got down on one knee. And it was very sweet. Yeah.
I love that.
Yes.
I mean, I already knew the story, but I still love it.
You can still love it. Yeah. Yeah. So that was really sweet. And so I had like a week of saying fiance, which was a weird word.
I just like saying fiance.
It so feels fun. Fancy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fiance. But yeah, so then the wedding plans. So we had a trip planned back to Wisconsin anyways, because my mom was graduating college with her welding degree because she's super badass and awesome. We were planning on being there for that. And so, you know, I called mom and said, well, your graduation's Friday, your party's Saturday, so maybe we'll get married Sunday at the courthouse. And she's like, why don't you just get married following my grad party? Like, we'll already have a venue, we'll already have food, we'll already have guests. Everything will be set up except, like, your wedding things. And I was like, oh, I don't want to, like, take over your grad party and, like, impose. And she's like, you're my daughter and you're getting married. Like, shut up and do it then. And I was like, oh, okay. So we got married at my grandparents' clubhouse, which was awesome. Another reason we talked about doing it there, too, was because my grandpa's health was not very good. And he did pass away about a month ago. So I'm so, so grateful that we had our wedding there and that he was able to be a part of our day. He wasn't able to make it down to the little venue when we did actually say our I do's, but I got to see him before I went down there and after, which was special. So I loved that part of it. That really made it all worth it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, so Brian's cousin does photography, so she was able, and she was actually like redoing her website and yada yada, so she had availability, and so she photographed our wedding, which was awesome. Brina did my hair and makeup. And that was amazing.
Oh my god, thank you.
It did. I looked like a beautiful bride.
Oh, I'm glad. Something? You did look pretty damn good, I'm not going to lie. So, thanks. Not to toot my own horn or anything, but, you know.
Thanks. And then my little sister was my maid of honor and always bridesmaid, only bridesmaid. And then Brian's brother was his only groomsman, what's it called? Why am I blanking?
Best man?
Best man, yeah. I was like, man of honor? No, best man.
It's the same thing, right?
Right. His man of honor.
I'm going to use that in my wedding.
Right. And then my mom officiated, which was really cool. So she got to stand up there with us and pronounce us I do. And, we literally, like, FaceTimed and asked her if she would do that, and she said yes, and I immediately went online and quickly got the little online certificate so that she was all good and ordained and could marry us.
Aww.
Also, it's super easy for anyone who wants to get someone ordained. I think it cost, like, $20 and took me 6 minutes.
Yeah.
That's it. So, definitely doable. You definitely don't have to pay, because I think they charge a lot to get, like, a minister, like, even from the courthouse. It was, like, $300+ or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, so you have to pay someone to marry you lots of money, too? No, thank
like,
you.
Like, for my wedding, I want my grandpa to officiate us because he's always been, like, all about love and stuff.
Sweet.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, because we were supposed to move to Florida, like, a few years ago.
Yeah.
My stuff. And him and my grandma were like, well, are you sure you want to do that? Like, love's the most important thing in your life. You don't want to, you know, miss out on something that's supposed to be here forever. And I thought, just aww, ever since they said that, yeah. I was like, yeah.
Sweet. I love that.
So, it's good to know that it's not super expensive to have him ordained.
Yeah, it's not.
Love
it's
that.
It's super easy. You can do it for him. Yeah. Definitely doable. Cool. Yeah, it was super short ceremony. So there was, like, not everything goes as you expect it during weddings, which it's fine. It's gonna happen. So my grandma, who we already talked about, basically had invited a bunch of people to my mom's grad party and then had told them about the wedding afterwards after we had made these plans. But Brian and I didn't really want a lot of people there, right? We didn't even invite aunts and uncles, really. I had one aunt and uncle on my mom's side there because they were there for the grad party. We felt if we started getting into that, then it gets more and more family, and it gets really big. We decided to leave it small. And so I feel like, you know, my grandma's sisters and others who were there got that vibe, but only till I was like actually walking down the aisle and felt kind of uncomfortable, which I feel bad for. I didn't, you know, mean to make them feel that way. It was just like we wanted this teeny tiny wedding. Like we just wanted almost an elopement with immediate family and a few of our friends. So then basically we said I do's and we're married. They started like cleaning up everything, took away all the food. They took away like all the stuff. Thankfully they did because it made cleanup easier, but also, oh, okay. So we're not going to like eat and party after I got married. So that was a little disappointing and weird, but we took lots and lots of pictures anyways. So we were distracted. And then we cut the cake. We had a cake there that my dad got. So that was really nice that we had a wedding cake. And my dad gave a little speech, which was really cute too. That was nice of him to do because there was some drama beforehand about walking down the aisle and stuff, which, you know, we all have our family drama, so I'm not going to get too deep into it. So I'm glad that he did that, and I'm glad that everything's good now. There was drama too. Like, I know Brian's mom, especially, her feelings were a little hurt upon, like, seeing all my grandma's sisters there and stuff, which I don't blame her. Like, I would have been too if I was in her situation. In fact, I was, like, a little mad that they were there at first too. But it's not their fault. They didn't know. It is what it is. It was a perfect, beautiful day. And all that really matters is that we're married. So that was really nice. And it was pretty cold and rainy in Wisconsin weather too, but we still got some beautiful pictures out of it. And then Brian and I snuck out for a little bit again to go take more pictures with our photographer slash his cousin, which was awesome. And we went to this little park and got some nice pictures. And then we came back and you guys had it pretty much cleaned up at that point. So that was nice. And then when we came back to San Diego, one of my good friends out here, she did our pictures at the La Jolla Scripps Pier. If anyone knows what that is, stunning, great for pictures. Her name's Becca, my friend who did them. She also did an awesome, awesome job. I'm so happy with them. We did like a wreck the gown pictures. So I got actually into the ocean in my wedding dress. So much fun. Highly recommend doing something like that if you didn't spend a ton of money on your gown, because I just ordered mine offline and it fit like a glove and I loved it. But it wasn't thousands of dollars. So I was totally okay getting into the ocean in it. And we actually did it on my birthday. So that was fun too. But those pictures are some of my favorites. It was so fun. Love the beach. It was great. Yeah. So that was my wedding. Super low key. You know, I don't regret it. I definitely am happy we did it that way. And if you're considering an elopement, do it. If I ever do feel like I regret it, there's nothing stopping us from renewing our vows, you know?
Right.
We can do that at a 5-10 year anniversary and do a big shindig and wedding and whole party. But we're young and don't have a lot of money, but we love each other and know that we want to be married forever and or be with each other forever. And we're not settled in life with jobs or where we want to move. And at one point between all that, I was applying for jobs even overseas. And so, you know, if anything ever does happen where we pick up and move or get a job somewhere crazy, you know, pulls a lot more weight to say, I need to take my wife with me than saying friend. And so I'm glad we did it. I'm still happy to be married a few months later. So that,
yeah.
Oh, one more thing. Okay. So after we left and we're going to the hotel, which we went to a hotel that was like a 45-minute-ish drive away. So we get in the car and we realize that Brian's bag is in the back of my cousin's car. So like all his clothes and everything else. So we called, texted, Facebook message, like all the things my cousin tried to hear back, because Brian literally like had nothing but his text that was rented. I think we ended up waiting like 45 minutes to hear back from him. And so in the meantime, in our wedding stuff, we just went through the Taco Bell drive-thru and sat in the parking lot and ate Taco Bell together.
What? That's nice, though.
It was. It was highly recommend.
Yeah. Like a relaxing thing to do after a long day, you know?
Yeah.
So.
It felt nice.
Yeah.
I felt a little ridiculous, but it was nice.
Whatever.
Yeah. And then we got the stuff and headed up. Yeah.
Love that.
And then I didn't have my lingerie.
Don't love that. That's love very that. Disappointing. But
I know.
You know what? I probably would have been on for 1 second anyway.
Yeah. So. And we were tired. Oh, yeah, man. Exhausted. I was like, so I'd love to stay up and chat, but good night.
Peace, dude.
Yep. Pretty much.
Well, yeah. I suppose I can kind of talk a little bit more about Gabby's wedding.
Yes, do tell. I was supposed to be there, but we couldn't make the flights and everything work. And so I'm sad I wasn't. But
you were there in spirit.
I was there in spirit, and I want to hear all about her wedding day.
Yeah. So, okay, we got up early to get ready. Of course, we got Starbs before.
Yeah.
Well, let me just tell you, I forgot to get decaf because I'm caffeine sensitive, so, like, my ears pop, and I just get really nauseous after, like, drinking regular coffee. And I didn't get almond milk, which I am lactose intolerant.
So you forgot. Oh, my God.
Well, it was so early, and my brain was, like, not functioning at this point. So, and I didn't get much sleep the night before. Yeah, so we get Starbucks, and then we head to Aaliyah's. She's one of Gabby's friends from high school, and she did the girls' hair and makeup. I did my own hair and makeup, but she did some of the girls' hair and makeup.
Nice.
And when we got there, and I finished my coffee, like, 10 minutes after, my stomach starts gurgling. I'm like, oh, no. Yep. You betcha, I got diarrhea.
Oh, no.
I had, like, 3 times at her place, at Aaliyah's, while getting ready, and then, like, 3 more times at the barn where her wedding was in the bridal suite before we would go up and walk out and stuff for the ceremony. Oh, my God. I tried to take 2 anti-diarrheals. So that was freaking great. I'm like, I better not have to run out of the freaking ceremony to go to the bathroom. That's embarrassing. The ceremony was great. It was really pretty. I'm glad that it was inside because, like I said, it was so cold. And then, also, before the ceremony, Gabby's first look with her dad was so cute. We all freaking lost it. And, like, when she cries, she's such a cute little tiny crier. So then when she cries, I have to cry. So, yeah, that was really cute. And then I saw Nathan, which is her husband now, cry, which was really cute. He's like, I wasn't crying. I had something in my eye. I was like, yeah, right. You were crying, mister.
Yeah, right, Nathan.
Yeah.
Did they do a first look, or did he see her for the first time when she walked down the aisle?
First time when she walked down the aisle. Aww. They did, like, thing right before they went out.
Yeah.
He came in the bridal suite, but she was in the bathroom, and she reached around the corner. He was sitting on, like, other corner.
Yeah,
I'm reaching hands and stuff. That was really cute. Yeah, it sounds weird because I said she's in the bathroom,
but you
couldn't tell
she was not going to the bathroom. They were just around the corners from each other. Yeah,
yeah, it was really cute.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and then after the ceremony and stuff, we got back from taking pictures or waiting to do the grand march or whatever.
Yeah,
we had this brilliant idea to ice the guys. So we'd have them, like, walk up the stairs to the barn from the bridal suite up the stairs and then stop at the bar. And we had, like, a gift bag with the Smirnoff ices in them.
Yeah.
And it had each of the guys' names on it. And so we got there. We were going to get there. The first person to take the Smirnoff ice out, we're going to have the DJ play Ice Ice Baby.
And then
have them all do, like, the ice thing where they get on their knee and drink the ice and whatever.
Yeah.
Or the Smirnoff ice. And, the freaking, like,
DJ messed it all up.
Oh no.
There was a certain song for us, like, bridesmaids to walk out in, and then a certain song for Nate and Gabby to walk out in. Well, the first song they played before, like, we even, like, started walking out was Ice Ice Baby.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Like, oh, so it just got all messed up. But they still got iced. It was still funny. So that was
okay,
cool.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. And, you know, then there was the dinner, which was super good. Lots of shots and drinks. I good. Probably had, like, 3 Puerto Rican hookers and, like, 4 cherry bombs. Oh, my God.
Good.
And then they had a photo booth, which is really cool. And the photo booth had a mirror, so you could see, like, your full body in it, which is really cool.
Cute.
So I got tons of photo booth pictures, and it was free, which was really nice.
Yeah.
And then Greg, one of the groomsmen.
Yeah.
And he was, by the end of the night, he was dancing with a wig riding on Wiley's shoulders. Wiley is also another groomsman.
Oh, my God.
And then somehow Craig fell on the floor or something because he was super drunk. And Bonnie, the other groomsman, he starts dumping his drink on Craig's face.
What?
And I missed it because I was probably going to the bathroom or doing something stupid, but I freaking Frida. Missed it.
Frida!
I know. Everyone's like, tell me about it later. I'm like, are you kidding me? I missed that.
Was he, like, mad at him and dumped the drink? Or was he just, like, trying to be funny? Or was he just, like, that drunk? Like, was it an accident? Like, I have questions.
He was trying to feed him the drink. Like, just, like, basically just dumped all over his face, which Body was very drunk, too. I had to cut myself off, I guess.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and then we all went back to the hotel.
Your parents were there, too. That's cute.
Yeah, it was nice. Fun. My mom and I danced a lot, and she danced with all of us, so.
Good.
But yeah, we went back to the hotel, and everyone else wanted to go hot tubbing, and I was like, I'm tired.
Like,
so
I'm
I
dead.
Was a Debbie Downer, so I went to bed. Yeah, I went to bed, and everyone else went to swim and hot tubbed, which is fine. I'm glad they had fun. I was so tired.
What time did you get back?
I don't know, like maybe 1 o'clock.
Oh yeah, that's late.
Yeah. So.
Oh my. Well, that sounds like a great time and a great wedding, and I have major FOMO.
I know. I wish you were there.
It's okay. Things happen. I just had to spend $2,000 on my cat, so.
Yeah. Something happens for a reason. So.
Yep.
If it's not one thing, it's another.
Yeah. Oh, well. Okay. Well, you want to get into our next thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is going to be another new segment on our podcast, and it's called That's a Hashtag.
Today's hashtag is, drumroll, please. Wow, that was great. Married life. Hashtag married life.
So we're just going to look up this hashtag on Twitter and basically read out our favorites. Or they might all suck, and that happens too. You know, it's fine.
Yeah, we do it like on the spot. So we don't really have like any premeditated ones that we found that were really funny. We just like to do it on the spot.
Yep.
So.
Right. You ready? You got it up?
Yeah, I sure do.
Okay. You want to start or you want me to?
So I have one. My husband was wildly offended by my insinuating that I do the majority of the household chores. His birthday gifts have been hidden under the laundry basket for a month, but okay. Hashtag mom life, hashtag married life.
That's perfect. So true.
That's a good one. I'm liking that one.
Okay. My dad just posted on Facebook that my husband deserves a trophy for staying married to me for 26 years. Really, Dad? But he's not wrong. Hashtag marriage, hashtag marriage life. Ouch, Dad throwing you under the bus.
Yeah, for real. My wife asked me to pick up dinner on the way home from work tonight. She was highly amused when she opened the door and I held up the food and said, hi, I'm with Grubhubby. Oh,
that's funny.
Yeah.
Such a dad joke.
Seriously.
Okay, when I'm sick, I try to save the Kleenex because I know it's needed for much more than my nose. When my husband's sick, he uses a roll an hour. Hashtag mom life, hashtag married life. True. That man cold is real. Yeah. Although, I'm such a big baby when I'm sick. Also, I get the man cold.
It's like I go in phases. Like, I go in a phase where don't fucking touch me. You know? Yeah. And then it's like then it's another phase where, like, why are you paying attention to me every 2 seconds? And, like, it changes every hour. So, that's how I am.
Yeah.
Austin isn't really that bad when he gets colds. He kind of just, like, plays him off. But also, he does it, like, when he gets colds, it's not even that bad. And then I catch it, and I get it 10 times more worse than he had it.
Oh. So. Joint bank accounts are not fun. Hashtag married life. They must be going through something, because, I mean, Brian and I do just fine with our joint bank account.
Ooh.
That's a red flag. And also, at least keep separate accounts. Even if you're going to join a bank account, that's fine, but, like, I feel like it's important to keep separate accounts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Yesterday, my wife told me I was right during an argument. Today, she, out of work, I think he meant today, she called out of work sick. Turns out losing an argument causes a stomach virus in wives. Hashtag married life.
Yeah, we're not very good at not being right.
No.
No.
It's freaking right. What do you mean? Yeah. I'm never wrong. Everything I do and say is right. So, get it right.
Oh, God. Happy wife, happy life. Am I right?
Am I freaking right? Can I get an amen or?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, sister.
90% of being married is just sailing what? From other rooms. Hashtag marry life. Kind of true.
Oh, my God. Hundreds of divorces occur each year because of one thing and one thing only. The inability of the husband to load the dishwasher correctly. Many family meetings on this subject. I still do it wrong. Hashtag married life. Hashtag gaslighting. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's funny. You know, like, I'm the one who puts it in the dishwasher, but he always rearranges behind me. And I'm like, if you're going to rearrange, put them from the sink into the freaking dishwasher. I'm fine with you rearranging them, but, like, do it the first time. Stop piling.
I didn't have to ask.
Thank you.
I wish he would just freaking clean, you know? Like, why do I have to ask?
And then we don't ask, and the house turns to shit. And then they get mad at us for asking, and then they tell us that they'll do it if we don't ask, but then we don't ask, and then it's just a cycle.
Yeah, and then all of our anger gets built up, and we freaking explode on them, and then they're like, well, you being such a bitch. Well, why are you being such a bitch not loading the freaking dishwasher without me asking you?
Yeah, I shouldn't have to ask every time. Nobody asked me to do it every time, and I still somehow magically remember. Oh, man. Okay.
It's funny how things work.
All right, should we do a few more?
Sure.
The worst thing of having a husband who can fix everything is that he also broke everything. Hashtag married life. Oh, the easiest way to know your marriage will weather the test of time is to build IKEA furniture together. Hashtag married life.
Oh, but this one, I just caught my wife humming the jingle from our washing machine. Hashtag married life. That's funny.
That's funny. Maybe you should do laundry more.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Seriously.
We can move on to Q&A now because hashtag married life is hashtag canceled. So.
Okay. You want to ask me a question first?
Sure.
Great.
What is your biggest fear?
Am I getting, like, serious on this one?
Yeah.
Sexual assault.
Yeah. That's terrifying.
I'd rather die. Kill me first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kill me and then you can freaking sexual assault my dead corpse. At least my soul isn't in there.
Yeah.
Can I say that like it's a joke, but it's not a freaking joke? But it's like, scary.
Yeah,
it's really scary.
Yeah, that's my biggest fear, for sure. I feel like all my other fears stem from that. Besides, like, spiders, but, like the scared of the dark or, like, not wanting to do things, like, that all stems from that.
Yeah.
Yep.
I agree.
Yeah. All right. Mine's not as serious as yours. What's the last text you sent?
Let me see.
Yeah. Open that phone.
My phone. The last text I sent. Well, the last text I sent was to you, which is okay. So that's boring. But before that, it was to Emma, a friend, and I said, OMG, I love that.
Cute.
So, cute. I love that.
Great. I love that for you.
Me too.
Okay.
What's invisible that you wish everyone could see?
Oh. What's invisible that I wish everyone could see?
I know what I would answer for this. So I'm going to give you my answer. So can I be yeah. Yeah. I wish you could see people's auras.
Yeah, I was thinking along those lines. I like that. I wish you could see love. Like if someone's love was like true for you or like how much someone loves you. Like I wish you could like see the love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. That would be a really good show.
That would be. Oh, that could get messy. Oh, man. Yeah.
But, like, drama-filled, that'd be really
good. Yeah. Like, imagine you're trying to be, like, friends with benefits with someone, and then you catch feelings. Like, you can't hide that.
Like, I'm watching Gossip Girl right now, which I'm freaking obsessed with. It's, like, the fifth time I've watched it, but I'll watch it, like, 10 more times, probably.
Yeah.
But if that were to happen on there, can you imagine how much it would change?
Oh, man.
Crazy. But
I like that one. Okay. Yeah, I'm still going to stick with that answer. Let the drama ensue. I mean, I meant it from a better place, but, you know, that too. Okay.
I love it.
Thanks. What takes up too much of your time?
What takes up too much of my time?
You want my answer first?
Sure.
Netflix, definitely Netflix. I watch way too freaking much TV.
Oh my god, honestly, same. And especially since I restarted Gossip Girl, I'm like literally obsessed.
I have an issue.
Freaking sick.
I have a disease. Television. I
would definitely Netflix or being on my phone, like social media.
Yeah. Can we like write that off though? Now that we're like growing this podcast, like can
like,
we?
I feel like yeah. Up?
Yeah.
For the podcast part, it's all great. But, like, besides that, when I'm not doing something on the podcast, like podcast aside.
Yeah.
That would be
still spend too much time. Okay. That's fair.
What kind of secret society would you like to start?
Ooh. A secret society.
That's a good one, right?
Ooh, I love that question. Okay. I want a secret society that takes down, like, PETA activists and, like, people on that level. Crazy. 'Cause I am very much, like, pro-zoos and SeaWorld and those sorts of things. Very much pro-animal. And so those who, like, don't understand what they're protesting against, I want, like, a secret society that will, like, go to basically protest the protesters and, like, put out like mass information that's actually scientifically accurate on all this good stuff and just like shut them down and like takes their time to like bash with research everything that PETA says. Yeah.
And then boom, mic drop, bitch.
Yeah.
That's I love it.
Secret society.
I agree with that.
Okay, good. Last question for you. What is something you've had to unlearn?
I don't. The first thing that came to my mind is when I worked at MultiPlan, which is not an insurance company, but health plan, like plans and PPO networks, like a network company.
Yeah.
All the things that we had to do, like I worked in the call center. That would be something that I had to unlearn because I had to purge it from my brain because there was so much information that. Purged it from my brain when I quit there. That's the first thing that came to mind. It's stupid, but. Yeah,
that's fine. Sure. You know, we can go with it. I'll take it. Yeah.
Something I want to unlearn is how to be. I wish I didn't know how to be shy. Like, I wish I would just, say what I wanted to when I wanted to.
Yeah, basically, like, social pressures on, like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that one. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'd like to unlearn, like, my current relationship with food.
Me too.
It's not that I have like a terrible one, but I definitely don't make the best decisions for my body, and I wish I could look at food as more of like a tool to fuel my body than something that's like comfort and just tastes yummy in the moment.
Yeah.
I struggle with that a lot, and I eat a lot of ice cream.
And you know, like a couple years ago when I was working out a lot, like,
yeah,
when I like I had
Rina got real fit, everyone, real fit.
Yeah. Well, I had, before that, I had the worst relationship with food ever, and I was so depressed because I hated the way I looked.
Yeah.
And it's not even that I was like huge or anything. It was just like I felt bad, and then I just like didn't fit into anything, and it was like, I don't know. It's not like I was huge or anything, but also it's like, yeah, I wasn't used to being there, you know?
Right.
So,
yeah, because yeah, I feel like it was a lot that like bled into it all at once, like, yeah, hormonally and age-wise and like stage in your life, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what I did, which really helped, was first of all, I was just crying every night and like trying to get sympathy from everyone else. And then finally, actually my friend Megan, she was like so nice about it, but she said in the best way, she was like, she basically said, you can't complain about what you're not trying to change. And yeah, she's right. So yeah, after that, every time I wanted to eat something sweet, I cut sweets out completely. And every time I wanted to eat something sweet, I did a small workout. And then all of a sudden I got addicted to working out in a good way. That's when I like craved that. I would work out and it'd be gone. And I drink, and then I'd also drink a glass of water too.
That's so good. Yeah.
So I need to do that again because I have gone off the wagon again.
Yeah.
Not that bad, but like I just like
it goes in balance and waves, and
I just feel so tired. Like walking upstairs, I'm out of breath. Like that is not okay.
Yeah.
And I feel like I just said it like a lot, but
yeah, I feel like my insides are blah.
Yeah.
They're not where they could be. I feel that.
Yeah, and I have, like, so many food intolerances, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, you're allergic to the whole freaking world.
It's not even, like, I don't even know what I'm really allergic to at this point, but I know I have a lot of intolerances, which not which I guess is different from being allergic, I learned.
Yeah, it is. It's just,
But, so, I eat all these bad, like, sugary foods, and then I get the worst stomachache after. And it's not even like I eat, like, a whole bunch, but why do I eat in the first place when I know it's going to give me a stomachache?
Right.
So,
anything else to to add to the world?
You know, no. Let's both make a pact to be healthier.
Right now?
Well, I mean, I kind of have to, but
right now, I'm the worst. See, this is what I do.
See, you have to like want it yourself. Otherwise, you'll never.
I do. I just.
You just don't want it bad enough yet.
I guess. But when am I going to want it bad enough?
You'll know.
Ugh. When I'm way unhealthy and on my deathbed, like, I need to want it bad enough now. I already feel you.
Worst part starting. It really is.
I know.
But, all right, well.
We're making a pact right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Going to hold me accountable for this?
Josie, what did you have for breakfast? What did you have for lunch?
I didn't eat breakfast.
And that's okay as long as the first thing you eat is healthy.
I ate a sandwich. Is that healthy?
I mean, it's not horrible.
See, I just eat a lot of carbs, which is a problem.
Yeah, me too, which I'm trying to cut out too. But today I had two peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
No, that's not good. Lied. My coworker gave me a blueberry muffin this morning.
Well, good thing we're starting now.
Can we start like tomorrow, like finish off today?
Like, so I can freaking purge tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I already started because I have to. Like, my stomach issues have been disgusting.
I feel like it's got to be a clean slate, clean day kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, girl. Start tomorrow. Start fresh.
Yeah. All right. Well, follow us on all the things.
Spotify, Apple. What else?
We're on TuneIn and all Stitcher, all the podcast platforms. We have an Instagram, which I'd say we're the most active on.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a Facebook page. We're not active on that, though. But you can still like us there. We'd appreciate yeah. it. I made a Twitter just now to do that's a hashtag. So maybe we'll be active on there. But yeah, Instagram, yeah. all the podcast things, like and review us. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks again for listening. Be sure to tune into the next episode of 20-Something and Thriving as Brina and Josie continue to share their adventures with you.